From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. Thomas Mayer, the man accused of killing British lawmaker Joe Cox earlier this week, made his first court appearance Saturday morning after being charged with murder and several other crimes. When asked to state his name as proceedings began at Westminster Magistrates Court in London, Mayer said, "My name is Death to Traitors, Freedom for Britain," an apparent allusion to Britain's upcoming referendum vote on the European Union membership. The outburst was his only comment in court Saturday. Later, he left the court building in a police van. Cox had been a supporter of keeping Britain in the EU. Police investigators in Cox's County of Yorkshire in northern England are refusing to confirm or deny that the suspected assassin of the lawmaker may have been motivated by far-right nationalist beliefs. Cox's sister Kim Leadbeater paid tribute to her.
"We have to continue this strength and solidarity in the days, months and years to come as part of Joe's legacy. And to focus on, as Joe would say, that which unites us and not which divides us."
The sister of Joe Cox. Police in Belgium arrested 12 suspected terrorists after raiding dozens of houses across the country Friday night and into Saturday morning, the federal prosecutor's office said in a statement. The prosecutor's office said police searched homes in 16 municipalities, mostly in and around Brussels, and took in 40 people for interrogation. Of those detained, 12 were eventually released. According to the statement, police carried out the raids without any major incidents. VOA News.